Delivering remarks at this morning's official launch, Branch Support Manager at RBTT, Amelia Lai, said the theme chosen is very appropriate, and she encouraged the young leaders to use technology to make a difference.
It is really a special moment to see young leaders rise to the occasion. I know young people are filled with exuberance, energy, and creative, and my, do you love a challenge. I believe, therefore, that this year's theme, Digital Citizenship, Responsibly Navigating Technology, provides the perfect challenge for you students. As the saying goes, this is right up your alley. So I am urging you to put your all into it. All know the word participation, while I want you to give it your full participation. There has never been a generation as equipped as yours to make a difference. Does anyone remember the first cell phone or Walkman? It's now smartphones, MP3s, blogs, tweets, comments, Snapchats, WhatsApp, Skype, Facebook, Instagram, and the list goes on and on. I urge you students today to continue to use this advancement in technology to make a difference.
Branch Support Officer at RBTT, Amelia Lai. Meanwhile, President of the St. Martin Secondary School Young Leaders, Irel Hector, listed some of the areas of focus for this year's project. He also disclosed some of the risks of using the internet.
We wish to focus on educating our nation on respecting themselves and others, which will, in so doing, inevitably lead to the protection of all from the plethora of harm that exists in a digitally advanced society such as ours. The internet provides great opportunities through the increased access to a bout of internet-enabled devices for us to communicate and spread ideas. However, if a digital culture is not safely navigated, in which rules and other aspects are sometimes misinterpreted, undoubtedly, a number of risks will surface. Some of the ills that exist online include hacking, sexting, cyberbullying, and plagiarism, just to name a few. We are therefore expected to create and maintain a positive reputation online that will exemplify being a responsible digital citizen. After all, we should use technology and not to be used by technology.
President of the St. Martin Secondary School Young Leaders, Irel Hector. And featured speaker at this morning's official launch, Managing Director of MAFCOM, Paul Morris, said the students should face the difficulties head-on and wish them the very best for a successful project.
St. Martin Secondary, you have produced great minds and personality. So I want to urge you not to take the easy way out, but to grapple with the difficult aspects of this project. And in your activities, show that you have an appreciation of the difficult concepts and issues which are raised, and that you are advancing unique options to resolve the issues. I want to wish you the best in this project, but whatever the outcome, tackle it with the understanding that you are living in a world with a real problem demanding a real solution, which many of you have the capacity to provide. I look forward to seeing the outcome of your project, and I wish you all the best in it.
Managing Director of MAFCOM, Paul Morris. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.